My dad had an expression. He used to say, you know your success as a parent when you turn and look at your child and realize they turned out better than you.
Sources tell CNN that a powdery substance found at the White House Sunday night that prompted a temporary evacuation was field tested as possibly being cocaine.
Have you taken a cognitive?
No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, you take a test whether you're taking cocaine or not. What do you think, huh?
Call an ambulance, but not for me.
In some parallel universe, you can hit a man 300 times, he wraps his legs around your head for 8 seconds, and they call him the winner. On the streets of Westland, Oregon, that is not the rules.
I'm not gay no more. I am delivered. I don't like men no more. I said I like women. Women. I said women.
Really? Can you feel the tension in the air right now? I know I can. I can feel it all the way down in my plums. Getting all swollen with a light blue hue to them. Fresh and juicy, ready for the picnic. All the school children are lining up to put them in the sack lunches. Hey, that plum looks good. Can I trade it for your Twinkie? No, these are my plums. I want to bite into that plum and let the juice spill down my chin.
Did those dogs ever go to Africa? I'm going to take a dog to Africa. I'm the African fighter in the UFC. We still reside in Africa. We train out of Africa. That's an African champion, and that's who I'll be.
Alrighty, folks. We are back. Sorry for the delay. I was honestly enjoying the last week I had with my children. Just wanted to soak up as much time with them as possible. And really couldn't get away to record, but that's all good. JP Morgan Chase, boy, I tell you, they are some. I am so glad. I would say in like 2015, 2016 maybe, I overdrafted my account on them and pretty much ran off on them and haven't paid them back since. And for that, I am so thankful. I feel like I was kind of ahead of it. JP Morgan Chase, the same people who have to pay the Epstein victims $290 million, which to them, a bank of that caliber, $290 million, that's like giving a regular person a $5 ticket. It's not really going to do shit to them. JP Morgan Chase, the same people who got mad at Kanye West's opinion, who saw fit to cut ties with him, just got hit with another fine, for quote unquote mistakenly deleting 47 million emails. Do you know what the fuck you have to do to mistakenly delete 47 million fucking emails? So they got hit with another fine. I think I think the emails were to, let's see here. I forgot what it was, but apparently according to the SEC, you're supposed to be able to keep them for 3 years. They went ahead and deleted them, and the good people over at the SEC hit them with a quick little slap on the fucking wrist, and hit them with a $4 million lawsuit. But it just, these fucking people, man, these people, they get away with enabling a sex trafficker. They get hit with these small little fucking fines. But if you or I, or like some regular person, if just think about it, for you guys that go to work and have jobs, just think about if you fucked up something that royally bad, what would happen to you? You know what I mean? You know, I wonder what the fuck was, what were on those emails. Was it more shit that had to do with Epstein? Was it just more fraud? And who fucking knows? And that's the thing. We'll never know. You know, they got hit with only a $4 million fine, which to them is fucking nothing. Just, I mean, think about that shit. We live in a backwards fucking society. Y'all boys Hunter was out there taking nose beers to the head in the White House. Then he dropped his baggie. I'm a big fan of all drugs should be legal anyways. But the way, you know, the way they're going about this search to find it, you know what I mean? Like, again, if there was like a, just picture if there was like a note threatening Joe Biden or something and it fell out of somebody's pocket, I guarantee you that in the same way they found out who did the Boston bombing so fast, even though we know the FBI was heavily involved with it, but the people that did the Boston Marathon bombing, literally all they did was look at cameras. They saw somebody put a backpack down, you know, and then they picked up faces from cameras there. So they were able to do that. Now we're at the White House where the President of the United States of America lives. One of the most heavily, remember they ordered jets to shoot down, allegedly, this is all alleged because who knows if there was really, if, you know, if it was really, a plane going to attack the White House, or if it was just it was more than likely an unmanned drone. But remember, they ordered a jet to shoot that down. But now they're prepping people and be like, yo, we're probably never going to be able to find out who did, who dropped the cocaine. Just, you know, it's too hard. Think about how many fucking cameras there are everywhere in the fucking White House, you know? And again, we more than likely probably know whose baggie of cocaine it was. It's the level of justice for thee and not for me. It's almost getting to staggering proportions. And this is where I start thinking, like, yo, are we being fucked with on purpose? Like, this past decade, probably, you could probably even go further than that, but for sure the past decade, we have gone through the most gaslighting, like the most gaslighting shit there is. Like, I feel like people are constantly being gaslit. And again, it goes back, these motherfuckers, they think we're stupid. Like, they honestly think we're fucking dumb. And it's fucking, it's almost infuriating. You know what I mean? And it's not infuriating enough for me to go do anything crazy. It's just like, it's almost like hair pulling. Like, does nobody else see this shit? Like in the movie The Other Guys, when Mark Wahlberg pulls the gun on Will Ferrell and he's like, yo, we're going to this fucking call. And Will Ferrell's walking out and they're in the middle of a police station. Will Ferrell's walking out. He's like, is nobody else seeing this? He has a gun on me. He's like, really? We're in the middle of the police station and nobody sees this shit. Like, this is how I feel. Like, and I know people do, and I know people do see it. But it's, those people are few and far in between. To me, what's scary is the number of people who willingly pull like the sheet over their head. You know what I mean? Pull, like, they put they put the sun blockers on, you know what I mean? They put the sunshades on, they can't see. Some people do it willingly, and some people don't even know that they're doing it. It's fucking crazy. Let me see what else. I'm gonna make this one short, to the point. I plan on knocking out, I plan on knocking out a couple of more podcasts this week. Hopefully I'm able to get a couple of guests on that I've been trying to get on. And you know, just to kind of catch up. So I'm not going to take up too much of your guys' time talking shit today. I've been going through Instagram lately. Oh, speaking of that, well, I guess I should tell the Instagram story first. You know, I've been watching videos on Instagram lately, and it's almost comical. Again, feel like we're being fucked with on purpose, purposely being fucking gaslit. They're doing these things now where they're putting a screen over videos and they're calling it false information. But none of the information behind these videos are false. And then, you know, I just now started noticing this shit like a week or so ago. And when I typed in Meta fact checks, and what come to find out, the New York Post put out a article in December 14th, 2021. I guess this has to do more with Facebook, but since it's Mark fucking Zuckerberg, that faggot, since it's the same company, Meta, I'm pretty sure it carries over to Instagram as well. But apparently they got took into court by a journalist called John Stossel. I never heard of him. Apparently he took them to court, and I guess he was doing some videos about climate change. And apparently he never questioned whether climate change was real. But he talked about like what could be done with like better forest management and using technology to adapt to the climate change. Those videos got marked as, you know, obviously false, or they were quote unquote lacking context, which is what you see now on these Instagram videos. And apparently he took them to court, and what Facebook said was, yo, like, we're just using our First Amendment right to use free speech, and it's really just opinion. And it's fucking, again, comical to the point, it's infuriating, because these are the gatekeepers. I vividly remember when people were making fun of Donald Trump for claiming that shit was fake news, and they were like, and people were up in arms about Donald Trump saying that the mainstream media news was fake. And now it's like, everybody owes them. And I admit, at one point I was like, I just thought it was funny, but I was like, there's no way it's serious. You know, I always knew that they were kind of lying to us, but not in the way. I honestly think now that every story that they come out with, it's, obviously there's a purpose behind it. And you know, I don't know what every purpose behind it is, but there is a crazy ass purpose behind it. And majority of the shit they're telling you, I'd probably say 99.9% of the shit they're telling you is fucking fake. And then there's just other shit that they're just not fucking covering at all. Fucking Israel is invading Palestine. But they're always attacking fucking Palestine. You know, the Palestinians who have no military. These fucking Israelis are fucking literally getting away with murder. You know what I mean? They're killing fucking children. And you, there's nothing in the mainstream media talking about it. And this happened over the July 4th weekend. And it's like, it's to the point, man, to where it's like, I don't fucking know. Let me go back to Instagram. So they're doing, you know, they're doing the fucking, their fact checks are obviously opinion based. And they're coming from quote unquote independent, fact checkers, which is just bullshit. They fact checked the video that I watched about a lady. She was just talking about how if your child is going to catch a cold or if you're catching a cold, sometimes it's good to just smell an onion. It was just talking about smelling onions. And they were saying, if your baby's sick, cut an onion, put it on a plate and put it next to like a bedside stand. And that way they could breathe it in and it'll help clear up their airways or whatever she was saying. The fact check on that video was saying false. Putting an onion in your sock doesn't work. One, putting an onion in your sock and sleeping with it overnight does work. Two, in that video, it said nothing about putting the onion in their sock. It's just they're just labeling shit just to label shit. And again, I swear to God, I think they're fucking with us. Like, I think they're purposely gaslighting us. And it's obviously to try to keep us in that state of anger. But I don't fucking know, man. These guys are fucking crazy. I haven't had a chance to talk about FedNow. They're rolling out their central bank digital currency. I read something that in Europe, that if you spend like $1,000 in cash, they're trying to make that like a like an offense where they can possibly send you to jail for it. So they're actively right now trying to get rid of cash. These are the same people who made fun of Bitcoin, who made fun of all the digital currencies that were coming out. And for those of you who don't know what FedNow is, there is essentially a payment service that's going to operate year-round, around the clock. It says a total of 41 institutions on the list. Guess who's on the list of participants? JB Morgan. No fucking surprise there. Wells Fargo, of course. U.S. Bank Corp. The People's Bank. And it's getting to, it's pretty soon, pretty fucking soon, if you say anything that goes against their narrative, like, you are going to be fucked. They're going to try to cut you off of payments. They literally want to track everything you fucking buy, which is scary as shit in and of itself. They're trying to make you go to fucking, they're going to try to make you go to the electric vehicle. So again, whenever you do something bad, they could just cut that shit off. Or if you have some unpaid traffic tickets, they can reroute your fucking car to go to the nearest police station. I'm almost scared. At first I was just like, I was kind of intrigued in a way of where I was like, well, I just kind of want to see the world burn. I've switched that completely. Again, I have been on here before. I have claimed to be an atheist. The more I'm looking into this shit, again, the more I realize that there is a spiritual war being fought. And I suggest everybody to find to ground themselves in believing in God, Jah, Allah, whatever you want to call them. I think there's multiple paths to get to him, but I think it's all the same person. There is a force of good and evil. And I encourage everybody to get on the side of good. I kind of forgot where I was going. I'm kind of nervous to see what the fuck is going to happen before this next election, because you know they're gonna try some shit in the same way they completely killed the Hunter Biden laptop story, in the same way they were saying that Trump was working for the Russians, and everything came out to be completely false when all major government security agencies were saying, yep, we have proof that he was working with Russia or colluding with Russia. They're going to try some crazy shit before this next election. Now, whether it be a fucking fake CGI alien attack, whether it be another timely police shooting, killing of a person of color to get people all up in arms, whether it be another fucking bioweapon they release that kills people that they try to make you force to get a vaccine for. They're about to try some shit before this next election, after this next election. It's to the point now, like, it's fucking nerve wracking. They're trying to take away. I'm also watching a soccer game right now. Today's date is July 9th. I'm watching the United States versus Canada soccer game. I just put it on. I was flipping through channels. I was actually trying to find the Texas Rangers baseball game, but I guess they already played earlier today. And they're acting gay as hell right now. Anytime these motherfuckers get touched, they go rolling across the fucking field. And it's completely laughable. You know what I mean? Coming from watching the UFC last night, where I saw Dan Hooker block a high kick from Jalen Turner, break his fucking wrist, and keep fighting. When I saw Brandon Moreno break his fucking hand in the first round of a 5-round fight in finished the fight, lost the decision, but finished all 25 minutes with a broken hand, still punching, no complaining, no nothing. These soccer is so fucking gay. I'm mad that I'm watching it. I'm about to turn it off. But yeah, they're gonna try some crazy shit here within the next couple of fucking I'd say right before the election. And what that is, I don't know, but just be fucking aware that they are going to do some shit. The guy, Dr. Gal Luft, who was the whistleblower for the Bidens, who was pretty much saying that the Bidens are corrupt. He's on the run now. I swear to God, we live in it's getting as close to a fascist state as possible. And it's from the people who swear to God that they're for free speech and everything like that. They're mad. I hate to use the term the left, the right, Democrats, Republicans, because I think if you believe in any politician, you're retarded as fuck, because I do not think none of that shit, none of your fucking votes matter. They're all fucking handpicked. They're all appointed. We don't appoint shit. These people will appoint who they want to appoint. And they'll just do whatever the fuck they want to do. But anyways, the guy who volunteered to inform the U.S. government about the security breach of what the fucking Bidens were doing, he's on the run now because he was getting pulled over. He got arrested. His family is being targeted. They were trying to label him as like a weapons dealer, saying that he was conspiring to sell weapons to China, Kenya, Libya, and the UAE, which is fucking, again, comical to the point where it's almost hair pulling in, like, infuriating, because that's what the United States government does. We're the ones that always sells weapons to the bad guys. We're the ones supplying Ukraine, which I'd probably say every other person in the Ukraine is a fucking Nazi or has a Nazi tattoo. We're the ones giving them money. It's fucking, I hate this fucking place. I swear to God, I hate this fucking place. They were trying to, they arrested this man in Cyprus, and so he jumped bail because he doesn't believe he's going to receive a fair trial in the New York court, which he won't. He made a video from like an undisclosed location, and where he's telling the government to release the minutes of what he was saying to the government in Brussels. It's fucking, I don't fucking know, man. I'm losing hope, but at the same time, I'm not losing hope because I'm seeing a lot more people talking about this shit. But what I fear is the people that are talking about this shit, we're talking about this shit in a vacuum to where we're only talking to people who want to hear this shit, and the masses who are going to go along with whatever the fucking mainstream media and whatever the fucking government tells you, they're going to do that shit anyways.